Hello, welcome to episode 74 of the Falcon Podcast. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. I'm going to start off talking about the Demon football team taking on Eastern Illinois Saturday, 6 o'clock at Turpin Stadium, trying to rebound from an 0-3 start, a 41-7 drubbing to Stephen F. Austin. Looking at Eastern Illinois, there's some good and some bad, definitely some keys to victory. As always, I do like to look at the players to watch for our opponent, and there are three players I like, two in tandem. First one is the junior linebacker, Elijah Tolbert. He is a ball hawk, tremendously good hands for Eastern Illinois. If you watch him, there's at times actually when I was starting to watch some of their game film when I actually thought he was a safety because he was so good at coverage. Then looked him up and realized he was actually coming out of the linebacker position. They do a lot of cover two and a lot of variables of the cover two. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I find he's very effective. And if the ball's thrown anywhere near him, Tolbert closes down very quickly. Great making plays against Illinois State. He had an interception that was phenomenal. So a guy definitely to watch. I think he's the guy that Demon fans will have fun competing against. The other two players to look at are both running backs, MJ Flowers and Kevin Daniels. They kind of work in tandem for this offense. And if you look at the offense for Eastern Illinois, they're a very pro-style offense. Reminds me a lot of what the New England Patriots run. There's nothing exotic in it. They're not going to do anything really fancy. They just line up, play fundamentally sound football, and just try and have long, methodical drives. They do have some big play capability, but again, they're more conservative style offense. MJ Flowers and Kevin Daniels, though, they'll both pose, I think, problems for our Demon team. If you look at SFA, there's a lot of times I felt their running backs really had our linebacking core kind of confused at what they were doing. There are times when we were out of position. There were a lot of runs by Stephen F. Austin where our linebackers would bite on the original ball movement and it would give a big lane for their backs to do some damage. And also coming out of the backfield, I found that a lot of times our linebackers were kind of lost in coverage. With MJ Flowers and Kevin Daniels, I can see this posing a problem if we do not correct those mistakes from Stephen F. Austin. They're both very shifty. They can make plays out of the backfield. One thing about Eastern Illinois is they do like to take a lot of passes into the flat. They do a traditional three-step drop. Look, if no one's open, they'll just dump it off to either Flowers or Daniels. They use both of them very equally. They're a good tandem running backs. I enjoy watching them, and I think they're going to pose a big problem for the Demons. And again, we're going to have to be very disciplined going into the game. The keys for the win, I think, for Northwestern, looking at this, is first off, we've got to spread the ball out. If you look at the Demons and you look at the weapons we've had, and I mentioned them last episode, we have too many weapons for our offense to be as stagnant as it has been all year. And one thing I would like to see is just spread the ball out. Spread the ball around. Get their defense spread. And their defense, much like their offense, they don't do anything exotic. There's no exotic blitzes. There are no stunts really they're doing. They're just doing straight up defense, man-to-man, a little bit of zone. If they get pressure on a quarterback, it's basically because their line is getting through. They're not, again, they're a very conservatively run team, and it works well for them. They're very fundamentally sound offensively and defensively. So a good way to combat that is to spread the ball out, get it where they have guys trying to make plays in space on our athletes and hopefully can out-athlete them. And you look at the guys we have, I think it can be a recipe for success. You look at like a Scooter Adams, for instance. You get Scooter Adams out in a space one-on-one, I would take that bet any time of the week. And you look at the other guys we have on this team that I think can be effective. You look at Jaron Mitchell, Trayvon Jones, Twan Hines, Stanley King, Zach Patterson, Kenard King, Darius Boone. You look at all those guys, and I think if we can get them spread out, get them into space, every one of those guys has the capability to make something happen. And I think it can provide a good spark for us. And if you watch that McNeese game, McNeese is the team I wasn't very impressed with early on in the year. Their Alcorn game, they looked downright pathetic on offense. But against Eastern Illinois, they had success moving the ball. They were getting guys in space. So I think they provided a really good blueprint for the Demons to follow. And with that defense, Eastern Illinois like to run with that cover two. I found in the McNeese game, the Illinois State game, It gives you space underneath that inside zone when they do have the zone coverage, which you can normally do a good tell. If you put someone in motion, it'll give you a quick tell for Eastern Illinois that they're a zone or man. If the guy comes with you or shifts over, it normally indicates they're going to be in a man defense. If they stay at home, it'll indicate a zone, and then you know that underneath will be open. It's a pretty big tell, I found, for their defense. One thing I thought Manese did well with, Illinois State did extremely well with, was having slants. A lot of slant passes would just kind of break down that coverage, get them underneath that cover two, underneath the safeties and the defensive backs. And I thought it did a really lent well for them. And I think we do have the talent on our team where we can use that as an effective weapon against Eastern Illinois. On defense, I find their offensive line to be really suspect. Again, they're very conservative, so they're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to make a lot of turnovers. They're not going to have a lot of guys out of position. So you've got to put the pressure on them. You've got to force them to do what you want them to do. If you allow Eastern Illinois, is very happy just taking 3-4 yards of play, methodically wearing you down. For the Demons, I found defensively we do have the guys there, and I think at times we've looked good, but we have to put it together. It was kind of weird. You look at Demons so far this year. Against UL Lafayette, it was our offense struggled, but our defense, I thought, looked pretty good. Against Louisiana Tech, I thought our offense looked a little bit better, but the defense started struggling. Against SFA, it just seemed like the bottom collapsed. Going into this game, the thing that really concerns me is the energy we had for SFA. Against SFA, which is a rival, the first home game, I thought we really looked kind of dead from the get-go. From opening kickoff, we just didn't have that energy you want to see in your home stadium in front of your home crowd. And it scares me with Eastern Illinois coming in, a team we're not really known. They're not really a name team. And I don't mean that to disparage Eastern Illinois, but they're not a North Dakota State. They're not a team like that that's going to bring that name recognition. But they are a very solid program. And with that being said, it reminds me of, I believe it was the year 2004-2005, we had Northeastern come in, school out of Boston, that was a team very much to Eastern Illinois, a conservative team, likes to just play a pro-style approach. Demons came out, same as we did last week against FSFA. In that game against Northeastern, Demons came out very lethargic, play right into Northeastern's hands, and they got a very boring win over us, and probably the worst game I've ever seen in Turpin. Same thing with Eastern Illinois. If you come out lethargic against them, that plays right in their hand. They're just gonna dink and dunk it down the field. Defensively, they're just gonna stonewall you, and they're just gonna slow the game down to a snail's pace and walk out with a victory. For the Demons, you've got to turn it around. There's no more time after this to correct whatever our problems are, and we have a lot of them. I don't even know where to begin, but if you're the Demon team, you've had 2 weeks to prepare. This is a big one. After this, you travel to Lamar and Nichols. Both of those are going to be tough. Of course, Lamar, they've shown flashes this year. They could be a good team. Nichols is never an easy place to play. They have the voodoo down in Thibodeau. So if you're going to correct it, you've got to do it now. If you can't get it corrected now, it may be a long season for the Demons, and we definitely don't want that. Looking to the other fall sports, one thing that impressed me with both volleyball and soccer is the youth coming up for both programs. And these are programs with established veterans. One thing I do like is whenever you have that good mix of, you have the veteran players who could come there and lead the team, they're used to experience. But when you have these freshmen stepping up and taking key roles, it bodes well for the future. For sake of brevity, I'm just going to look at volleyball this week. Really happy with the two freshmen I've seen in particular. One is Lorelei Freeling, who is a freshman from Ruston. The other is McKenna Trian, a freshman from Waller, Texas. Excuse me. And both of them have played exceptionally well so far. Again, I'm not going to get too much in X's and O's, as I don't have that vernacular or expertise on volleyball. But from what I've watched, they're both players who have made a mark. They assert themselves in the game, and they're exciting to watch. One thing I'll say about volleyball is they're extremely athletic, and both of these players, freshmen, and they stand out. When you watch them, they definitely stand above the rest, and it's really cool to see. Volleyball did drop one to Texas A&M Commerce. They have a big week coming up. have Lamar up on Thursday, and then a huge test at Powerhouse Houston Christian on Saturday. Houston Christian, so far undefeated in conference. Not only undefeated, but they've won every game 3-0. They have been just a machine for the last couple of years, so it's going to be a huge test for a volleyball team, and definitely we'll be watching that. I advise everybody that can to follow along on NSUDemons.com. They do a great job at giving video for volleyball and every other sport. So if you get a chance, definitely tune in and support the Lady Demons as they go out to Houston Christian. Want to thank you for listening in this week. Hopefully, again, hopefully we'll have a good showing against Eastern Illinois. So hopefully every fan that can will come out to Turpin Stadium. We'll cheer on the Demons, and hopefully we can get this thing turned around. I've said it before, I do like Coach Laird. I want him to succeed, but you know, it's the clock is starting to tick now. It's either now or never. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And as always, Fork 'em Demons, and I'll see you next week.